FM.
Welcome back. Now, it was almost a year ago when we spoke to Amber Barrett in Germany. Back then, she was looking forward to the season starting up again. And I have to say, we are 11 months, I think, since we spoke to Amber last. And we're in the exact same situation. Amber, how are you?
Hi, Marie. Great to hear from you again.
And you. So, look, Amber, as I mentioned there, when I was speaking to you last, you were on the cusp of getting back playing. You're with FC Cologne in Germany. So where are things now for you?
Yeah, like you said, things are kind of in the same situation I was when I spoke to you last year. We are now just on the countdown to the restart of the league, which begins in 2 weeks. So thankfully now it's something that's set in stone, and we have our restart date, which is something that we were really waiting for over the last couple of weeks, but finally it's here now.
So you're in the middle of pre-season, and I was thinking about this the other day. For people that are in the middle of pre-season and, you know, a lot of sport is locked down, does it make it a little bit easier going out, doing all that tough work, knowing that, okay, you're going to get back playing very soon and most people probably can't?
Yeah, I certainly think that's worth an advantage that, you know, since I've come back after Christmas, after the winter break, and, you know, we've always been able to train, which for me has been such an important thing. I think it's a little bit different when we came back at the start of January, because we had absolutely no idea when we were actually going to be given the go-ahead to start. So I think we got about 6 weeks in and everybody was kind of starting to get a little bit tetchy, because obviously at the end of the day you train to play games, and I think at that stage we still hadn't really had an idea of when things were going to go ahead. There was rumours of dates and all, but nothing was decided yet. So thankfully now the last couple of weeks, it seems like we've been in pre-season now for the last year and a half. So thankfully it's coming to an end now over the next couple of weeks.
Amanda, your first match back is against Bayern Munich even on the 28th. You beat them the last time you played them in October, 3-1. You must be looking forward to getting off to a good start.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, we talked about it today, just the players that we were saying that, you know, the first three games we were very lucky that we got off to such a good start, but the next couple of games are going to be, you know, they're going to be even more difficult. Considering the circumstances that it's been that long since we've played, and luckily now the last weekend just passed and next weekend we'll actually get to play friendly games, but still going into the start of games that we did before Christmas, we had much more games going into practice and get ourselves ready. So it's definitely going to be that little bit more difficult, but you know, everybody's in the same boat. But as you said, it's very important that we get off to a good start in the first game back.
Amber, sport is the release, and it's great that you've been able to have that distraction during lockdown, but it must be tough being away from home.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's a little bit different now at this stage because of being able to train. I think initially last year when the lockdown happened, I actually stayed in Germany for the original lockdown, which obviously we had no training, so everything was individual plans and you had to stay at home. So I think when I compare that period to this period, like there is no comparison. So it is, of course, it's always difficult being away from home, especially with everything that's going on in the world. But I was very lucky that I got a nice period over Christmas, and you know, things like that just are important to recharge the batteries now. So since I've come back, being able to train, as you said, it gives you that release, and it's everything you want to do, and it's exactly what I want to do. So in many ways, I'm very lucky to be in the position that I'm in.
You probably appreciate the position you're in, but I was looking through your squad earlier, and as I looked down through it, it's the majority of the players are German. There's a couple of Swiss, one Japanese. What about language? How is your German? How does communication go for you every day of the week?
Yeah, so I suppose that was probably my biggest concern when I made the move, was going to be the German and going to be the language barrier. I'm in a team where, you know, the majority of the girls do speak some English. Some girls have really good English and some girls have small forms of English. I think, you know, the majority of them would have learned it through school. So I think that my German has certainly improved. I do lessons every week to try and, you know, to help that. I'm definitely nowhere near being fluent yet, and there's definitely a lot of things that go completely over my head. But when something is important and needs to be said, the coach will usually addresses me in German, and if there's anything that I don't pick up on, I will say, look, I didn't understand that. And then between himself and other players, then they're able to relay the information back to me. So it's one of those things that was a little bit difficult, but thankfully, you know, I've a lot of girls around me that are very helpful, and, you know, there's never really any breakdowns of communication.
And teachers as well are very good at picking up things. So I'd say it's no bother to you, Amber. I just want to look back a little bit on last year, and obviously it was huge disappointment not making the Euros. Have you got over that, like, or is it still something that plays on your mind?
Yeah, to be honest with you, Marie, I think it's something that still plays on my mind. It certainly is something that I think when we've seen the draw during the week as well for the playoffs, that Northern Ireland got Ukraine. Again, I think that just, I suppose, rubs salt into the wound, because we would have absolutely loved to have been in the position to, you know, to be playing Northern Ireland in a playoff game, and or anybody, to be honest. We would have taken everybody on. So I suppose in that regard, it has been a difficult period. I think the more time we've moved away from the campaign, I think I've reflected a lot on it, and you know, I still insist it was a missed opportunity from us, but I think at the same time we're going in the right direction and the plans are in place for us to continue to develop. So I think going into the World Cup campaign, you know, hopefully in April will be a kind draw for us, well, as kind as it can be, and then, you know, again, as I said before, we certainly have the talent in the squad to make that dream a reality.
Absolutely. Now, Chelsea have gone 1-0 up against Everton, with Godfrey scoring an OG on 31 minutes. So you mentioned those World Cup qualifiers, the draw coming up. I imagine that you just want to move forward now, Amber, and see how that plays out, and then start working towards the next big tournament.
That's exactly it, Marie. And I think now that, you know, I think with the draw coming up so quick in the next few weeks, that when we get that draw and we get that group and we know what we are to expect, I think then, you know, the focus can really solo in on what we have to do. And we know, looking at the way it is, the World Cup campaign is that a little bit more difficult. There's not as many places available to for qualification. So we certainly know it's going to be that little bit more difficult. But as I said before, it's a situation that everybody is going to be in the same boat. And I think we've seen, based on the Euro qualifications, that there is going to be upsets. They happen in every competition and every group. So we are certainly hoping that we will be one of the teams that will be causing an upset, and for most of us, you know, making sure that we put ourselves in to qualify for a major tournament.
Amber, I mentioned that you are a teacher. Now, a lot of the kids are back to school, but Easter is coming up. But luckily, you might have the answer to some of our prayers. So you were on hand today to launch the Spar School Zone. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so it's basically an initiative now. What they're going to do is, I think it starts from Monday, that they're going to provide lesson plans to teachers and to students, that trying to bring a football approach into the classroom, because obviously the primary five is a huge competition that's won over the last few years. And, you know, I came in as the ambassador last year, and unfortunately the tournament didn't go ahead in the Aviva, and then it's the same this year. They've just not been able to with the restrictions and everything. And it's such a huge event. And I think I was speaking to Helen Somerville this morning from Spar, and she said that last year they had the highest number of applicants from schools to actually take part. So I think in that way it's really positive now that hopefully next year that the tournament will actually be able to go ahead in the Aviva as originally planned. And I think that's something that it's really good for the kids to look forward to. And I think even the ideas for the lesson plans, it's good to have that, just to mix it up a little bit. You know, they're bringing a fun approach into English and maths and history and geography. So I think it's really important. And of course, it's good to have the support from Spar and for the FAI for an initiative like this.
You know, Amber, we could have done with this a few weeks ago when the homeschool was going on. I think it would have helped a lot.
Yeah, I think that was the thing. They were waiting for all the parents to do all the hard work, and then they'd take over then for the next few weeks.
Well, I think I speak for all of us when I say that we have the utmost respect for teachers over from the last few months. Amber Barrett, thanks so much, and best of luck now in the new season.
Game on 2FM. With Green Farm. Fuel your day the healthy way with Green Farm on the go chicken bites. 100% natural and packed with protein.